Hello, Margaret Thatcher, yes?
If I were there, Margaret, I'd throw my hat in the door before I came in.
Oh, no, there's no need to do that.
Listen, we regret very much the embarrassment that's been caused you, and I'd just like to tell you what the story is from our end out here. I was awakened at 3 o'clock in the morning, supposedly on a golfing vacation down in Georgia, and was there with the Secretary of State, and so we met in pajamas out in the living room of our suite because of this offer, this urgent plea from the Organization of East Caribbean States, pleading with us to support them in this thing in Grenada. And we immediately got a group going back here in Washington, in which we shortly joined, on planning and so forth. It was literally a matter of hours. We were greatly concerned because of a problem here, and not at your end at all, but here. We've had a nagging problem of a loose source, a leak here. We were at the same time, we had immediate surveillance as well as we could without their knowing it was happening on Cuba to make sure that we could get ahead of them if they were moving, and indeed they were making some tentative moves. They sent some kind of command personnel into the island there. When your message came, well, incidentally, let me tell you that we were being so careful here that we didn't even give a firm answer to the Caribbean states. We told them that we were planning, but we were so afraid of this source and what it would do. It could almost abort a mission with the lives that could be endangered. When your word came of your concerns, by the time I got it, the 0 hour had passed and our forces were on their way.
Yes.
And of course the time difference made that it was later in the day when you learned of it, and for us over here it was only 5:30 in the morning when they finally landed, and at last we could talk plainly. But I want you to know it was no feeling on our part of lack of confidence at your end. It's at our end. And so it happened, I guess it's the first thing that we've done since I've been president in which the secret actually was kept until it happened. But our military and the planning only had, I really have to call it a matter of hours to put this together. I think they did a magnificent job. And your governor general there, we have him safe, and his wife. That was one of our primary goals, was to immediately sequester him for his safety. And so he is safe in our hands down there. And it's a good thing we did it, because
sensitivity, because of the Falklands, and that's why I would not speak for very long, even on the secret telephone to you, because even that can be broken.
Yes.
So I'm very much aware of sensitivity.
Well,
but the action's underway now, and we just hope that it will be successful.
Well, we are sure it is. It's going beautifully. The two landings immediately took the two airfields.
Yes.
Then we managed to secure that medical school, St. George's Medical School, where we have about 800 students.
Yes.
And we've moved on. There is still some combat, but you know all those several hundred Cuban construction workers down there? They must have been military personnel or reserves, because and as I told you, we got word that a little group had arrived before we could get anything underway that looked like they were pretty prominent Cubans, because they were being treated with great deference. Well, they turn out to be a military command, and right now the opposition that still remains, or has as of the last word we have here, in about three spots on the island, is led by those Cubans. They are the leading combat forces, not the Grenadian forces. And we've captured 250 of them already.
Well, let's hope it's soon over, Ron, and that you manage to get a democracy restored.
Well, we're we're very hopeful that it is going to be short, and then your role is going to be very critical as we all try to return Grenada to democracy under that constitution that you left them with. You know, this man that was murdered, and of course those who murdered him, have just abandoned that that constitution. That,
well, the constitution, I'm afraid, was suspended in about 1979.
Yeah, that's when Bishop made his coup and took over.
Yes.
We think he was murdered because, not by opposition to his Cuban connections and Soviet connections, but because he began to make some noises as if he would like to get better acquainted with us.
Yes.
And he no more than got back on the island. He was here and visited our State Department. And he got back on the island and he was murdered. And the people who murdered him are even further over in the Cuban camp. So things would be worse, not better, for the people on Grenada.
I think that is right. Is there any news about Card, his rival?
No, there, he's one. The man now that seems to be out in front is named Austin.
Yes.
And we believe that maybe Card is the same thing has happened to him in a little power grab that happened to Bishop.
Mm.
We're not, we won't be sure of that until we get the situation controlled, but we have the radio station so we can communicate with the people down there. We took that.
Yes.
And just have these three spots, and we're very optimistic. There have been very limited casualties, certainly on our side, and we don't want a lot of casualties on the Grenadian side, but as I say, the troops that are out in front now seem to be those several hundred Cubans. And we know that you and through the Queen's Governor General there can offer the, with all of us together, we can see that they get back to that constitution and a democracy.
I just hope, Ron, that it'll be very soon quickly cleared up now. And yeah, they'll manage to put together a government, an administrative government, which can get back to democracy.
Well, I tell you, those people on those other islands, they're pretty remarkable. We've had here, when I made the announcement to the press here that, okay, they're on shore and D-Day has happened.
Yes.
I had with me Prime Minister Charles.
I know her. She's a wonderful person.
She certainly is, and I tell you, she's kind of captured our city by storm. She's up on the Hill meeting with some of our Congress people right now. And then Adams from Barbados is, we're getting him up here, and we've gotten both of them on some of our television shows so they can talk to the people, or are getting him on. We've had her on. He's a remarkable man also.
Oh, he's a very remarkable man. He's a very cultured man and very wise. He's been in politics a long time.
Yes. You know, she doesn't have an army. She did away with an army completely. She has a police force,
yes,
and she told me that her constables in her police force were coming in from out in the country and asking her if they couldn't go with the forces over there.
They wanted to help.
They all feel, and dating from the days when they were under the crown, they all feel that they're, she used the expression kith and kin, which I guess, I don't know if that's one of our expressions or one of yours, but...
It's one of ours.
Well, we still use it here then.
Yes.
We still have the heritage. She used that several times to describe their feelings. They have no feeling of the people in the other islands being foreigners. They still think of themselves as all one group.
Yes.
And so we want to put them kind of out ahead in helping in the restoration of a government so there'll be no taint of big old Uncle Sam trying to impose a government on them.
No. Well, there's a lot of work to do yet, Ron, still, isn't there?
Oh, yes. Yeah, and...
And it'll be very tricky.
We think that the military... part of it is going to end very shortly.
Well, that would be very, very good news.
Yeah.
And then if we return to democracy, that would be marvelous.
Well, but I'm sorry for any embarrassment we caused you, but please understand it was just our fear of our own weakness over here with regard to secrecy.
It's very kind of you to have rung, Ron.
Well, my pleasure.
Appreciate it. How is Nancy?
Just fine.
Good. Give her my love.
I shall. All right.
Thank you very much. I must return to this debate in the House. It's a bit tricky.
Oh, all right. alive.
Goodbye.
All right, bye.